Welcome to the Blackbird Reading Series, created alongside the Blackbird Anthology from the Seamus Heaney Centre at Queen's University Belfast. This series was produced and edited by Susie Bloom and recorded by Georgios Veroutsos. Please enjoy.
This is an extract from Yellow Pig by Megan McGarrity. When I reached the house, Mrs. O'Halloran was sitting in her chair having her tea and toast like she always did after school. She was a teacher who worked in Derry, so she never got home till about this time. She gave me a thumbs up through the window, and I gave her a nod in appreciation of her letting me practically spy on her for the sake of our game. She was the only person I knew of with a colour TV. Her husband had brought it in one night about a month ago, and we all stood with our mouths wide open as he carried it into the house. He got home even later than she did, which was lucky for me. I turned my attention towards the TV in her living room and realised Mrs. O'Halloran wasn't watching Coronation Street anymore. Like a mime, I asked her for the time by mouthing the word and tapping an invisible watch on my wrist. She held up 7 fingers, and then a baby finger to indicate that it was 1:30 the hour. Coronation Street had ended while I was making my way round. Now Mrs. O'Halloran was watching something that I didn't recognise. On the screen was a farmer wearing a flat cap and holding a baby piglet. I remember thinking about how I'd never actually seen one in real life. I'd seen bacon, of course, because my granda made a fry every Saturday. But I'd never seen one like that, with wee floppy ears and a wrinkly belly. I decided to walk back round to where Tia was. It was getting colder, and my hands were numb despite taking refuge in my pockets. She was still standing there, waiting for me. "Well, what was it?" she asked. "It's 7:30, I said. "Coronation Street's over." "I know that. But you didn't get a chance to see it before that?" "Nah, no luck. Saw another programme though. There was a pig."
"A pig?
Yes, a pig." She laughed then.
"What the hell?" she said.
"Wanna know what colour it was?" "I know what colour a pig is, Thomas." "It was yellow," I said.